Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 203.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. I see the sky's getting bluer.
Yes, and so is your hair.
Oh, yeah. Roses are red, your hair is blue.
And no, you got the cans on your head. No, that actually just flattened it down. Is that permanent? Does that kind of wreck your hair for a day?
It'll probably bounce back up.
You can get it to go back up, yeah. All right. Yeah.
I've slept on that last night and didn't do anything. It still sticks up.
But you sleep standing up, right?
Well, of course.
Or do you sleep on the inversion table?
On the inversion table, standing up.
Which is actually upside down.
Right. Side up.
Right side up.
Not to be confused with my eggs. Right side up.
I like mine sunny side up.
And it's sunny out there today, so your eggs would be sunny side up. If you had eggs, do you eat breakfast in the morning?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Ever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last night I had dinner. For dinner, we had breakfast.
Oh, yeah?
Eggs Benedict, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that was very nice. Because I got home and I had a nap and then I woke up and I was like, I go for a cup of tea. And my wife goes, what do you want for dinner? You want some eggs? I go, yeah, well, that sounds good.
And what are Eggs Benedict again?
Well, traditionally, it's a slice of pea meal bacon or ham on a English muffin with cheese and hollandaise sauce.
All right, okay. Benedict.
Yeah.
On something.
Yeah, we didn't have the meat. So, we did have meat, but my wife makes it with asparagus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's very nice.
Asparagus is nice.
I love asparagus.
I love the after effects. Do you eat poached eggs at all?
Well, Eggs Benedict has poached eggs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
She boils them in a pot of water.
Oh, is that how I've had Eggs Benedict, but I haven't had that for so long. I didn't know it was poached.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
You poach your eggs.
Right.
Yeah. We used to have a poacher, but for some reason she likes cooking them
in the backyard, shooting at the cat.
Is that poaching?
Is it?
I don't know. We had a dog in our yard yesterday.
Really? Are you guys going to keep another dog?
No, no. Actually, it was the day before that. It just was wandering around. She thought it was the neighbor's dog, and it was wandering around on the road. And I live on a highway, so she was afraid the dog was going to get hit by a truck or something. So she called it over to herself and put it on a rope. Brought it over to the neighbor's house thinking it was his dog. I'm like, he doesn't even own a dog. Why did you bring it over there? But anyway, so she ends up bringing it home. And we have a pen in our yard for our dog. So she just put it in there. And she just left it in there with some water and some food. And I wake up in the morning yesterday. It's pouring rain, freezing outside. And I hear... I'm like, what the heck is that? That cat's making a crazy noise. I'm like, oh, that dog's still out in the pen.
Wow.
Because we called the town. The town said, we can't give you the name of the person whose dog it is, but we'll call them. They called him and they said they left a message on there, but the dude didn't pick up his dog. So I said, I'm not leaving that dog.
He's got a babysitter. Why would he?
Exactly. Free food for my dog. What the heck? So I just let it out at 6:30 in the morning. I said, go find some place to stay dry, dude. And it turns out he found our front porch.
Again.
So,
from the back to the front now.
From the back to the front. So she called the town again and said, I want this dog taken out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So they called back. Yep, that's what she said. I'm shooting this dog. So about half an hour later, some guy picked up his dog. It was his dog. The town apparently got a hold of him and said, go get your dog.
Or we're putting it down.
No, well, I don't know what they would. I suppose they would do. But
down one step at a time until he's off the property.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's my story of stray animals.
That's a nice story.
Happy ending.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What's happening in the world today?
Well,
where have you been, Laden?
There you go. That is the big story, right?
It is the big story.
Do you actually believe he was shot and killed?
I don't know what to believe.
How come? You must have beliefs.
I don't have any beliefs.
Or you just say, I don't care. Whatever. That's so.
I wear boxers. No beliefs here.
Beliefs, not briefs.
Oh. No, I can't say I don't care, but I mean, do I care? Did Bin Laden really do anything to anybody?
Right. Well, when the Americans gave him hundreds of millions of dollars to get rid of the Russians out of Afghanistan.
Sure, there's stories behind him, for sure. But, I mean, this whole 9/11 thing and all that, I mean, you know, and him heading...
Al-Qaeda.
Who is behind the 9/11 World Trade Center destruction. I don't buy any of that.
I don't buy it either.
So, you know, I think he could have been dead for a long time now. We haven't really heard anything from him. And when they do surface things up, I mean, I don't know, cassette tapes, man, and old videotapes and stuff like that. And they say, and you've seen things on the news and stuff like that where they show like 10 different Bin Ladens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think some of the tapes that have surfaced, they said aren't him. Haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Like, it's just all ridiculous, really.
It's totally ridiculous.
And so you got to look at, you know, behind the scenes here. Why are they doing this? Especially if it's, he's been long gone, or, you know, what's the whole reasoning behind this, or this now maybe, or are they trying to, you know, move our attention elsewhere maybe for some reason, or?
Or trying to boost Obama's ratings.
Sure.
Hey, I'm the guy who got rid of Osama bin Laden.
Well, he's been in office now for how long?
2 years. Yeah. A little over 2 years. Well, November. Last November was 2 years.
Okay, so he's halfway.
But he got signed. Yeah, he's halfway out, basically. Yeah, so, and his approval rating is way down. Lost a whole bunch of seats in the Congress and the Senate. It's all run by Republicans now. So.
Well, has he really? You know, he's been in office for a couple years now, and has he really done anything?
Change. Hope.
Well, yeah, hope. Hope for change. I mean, he hasn't...
He's hopeless.
There's nothing to speak of that he's done. I mean, even Bush, like, there was a lot going on. A lot of it was negative. I mean, he's sending troops all over the place and using up all the resources and money, and there's wars going on and everything. But Obama, I mean, there's not really anything happening with the guy, really.
No.
He's out roasting Trump while the United States of America is in turmoil.
Yeah, the economy's just down the tubes as far as... You know,
did you see him roasting Trump?
And Trump roasted him. That's why.
I didn't see the whole thing, though. So I only saw some, I guess, a clip on YouTube.
Sure.
Which we'll be talking more about in
a
shortly.
Minute. Yeah.
But, you know, and that there's Obama's 15 minutes of fame right there.
Well, he gets 4 years of fame, but yeah. Still.
But I mean, I thought that was pretty good. He was pretty good. Obviously, I mean, I'm sure people write everything for him, but I mean, he delivers pretty good. But
I'm going to say for the most part, he does get most of his stuff written for him, but because he's the president, you know, you get a speechwriter.
You don't do anything as a president. You're a puppet. So everybody does everything for you anyway.
Pretty much. Whereas before, though, when he became a senator, he didn't have speechwriters per se. He might have had help, but you know, because you can tell he's a pretty good orator.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. He's well-educated.
Sure. Yeah. So anyway, so that the big news is, that supposedly he got killed. Honestly, yeah. My opinion is he's not dead.
Are we going to even see anything? Like, is the long form death certificate?
Oh, it's going to take 2 years for that to come out.
Oh, is it?
Well, you get 2 years for Obama to show his birth certificate. So we're going to have to wait 2 years to get.
That's just all cockamamie.
It's all cockamamie, pretty much.
You can get a death certificate the same day you die.
You would think so.
Pretty much.
So, and the question is, why did they toss him out to sea? Why? Why'd they do that? Why wouldn't they keep the body? That seems to be a pretty valuable thing to have as far as belief and what not to believe and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah.
We have DNA.
How did that stuff happen so fast? And we can't get a death certificate?
Exactly.
Make all these big arrangements and everything, but we don't have a death certificate yet for you?
No.
Nobody in the White House knows how to use Photoshop.
They do, but they do a bad job.
Do they?
Yeah. There's some... and also, what's the program when you have like a green screen and then you fix up the
chroma key green
screen? Yeah, then you fix it up in post. Sometimes there's artifacts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes he does, you know, like addresses. Like, you know, he's in some office and he does like the weekly whatever, you know, and supposedly he's in an office in the White House somewhere. But then you can see stuff around his head, and if you could like zoom in on stuff,
yeah.
He's somewhere else. Like he could be anywhere. And a lot of people think there's more than one of them.
That could be. There's so many conspiracies going on.
Yes, sir.
Anything else in the news to speak of? We had already talked about his birth certificate, didn't we? Did we talk about
his birth certificate
last week or something?
Yeah. In Canada, we had an election.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's going to be our new president?
Did you vote or no?
I absolutely did.
Really?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No. Neither that doesn't do anything.
Neither did I.
It really doesn't do anything.
But I'm American, so I can't vote anyway. It doesn't do anything. Well, you're right. It wouldn't have did anything in your case.
No.
If you could have voted, who would you have voted for?
I would have just hung out in the booth for a little while and not voted for anybody anyway, I think. Yeah. Good thing it's not a video program.
Look at the picture of Elizabeth May.
Oh, yeah.
She actually won her riding. First Green Party. She's Green, right? Yeah, the Green Party actually won a seat. Did you hear about that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Good for her and them.
Yeah. And there was probably something else. One other big story, but it's just not coming to me. Sorry. Well, NDP. That was the whole thing. NDP is now the opposition party, which is somewhat crazy, but in a way it's kind of a bad thing because their shortcomings are gonna be more in the spotlight. I'm honestly glad that the NDP didn't actually win. That would have been even worse, I think.
YouTube.
And your 15 minutes of fame. You can either become a podcaster, or you can go and film yourself on YouTube, or get someone else to do it for you.
Or you can become a film yourself as a podcaster on YouTube.
Right, you could do that too. That's right. I didn't even think of that. I'm trying to think of the girl who...
There's a lot of reasons you could use YouTube.
Yeah. I know the Twit podcast, every video show they do is on Twit. They have their own channel, and every one of their shows is on there, which is kind of nice. It's like a repository. You don't have to go looking for anything and just look up the show you're looking for, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I think YouTube is a nice, well-organized machine.
And they're starting to sell content now as well. So you can download an episode of something. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it myself, but I know that they're starting to get into that.
So episodes of...
I don't know.
But will they be like full-length?
Full-length episodes, things? Yeah. Interrupted with commercials.
So are we talking about like television or anything like that? Or
yeah. Not broadcast stuff, though. Okay. Stuff that's like cable programs.
Okay.
Like Stars and I don't know about HBO, but the smaller ones. I haven't looked into that myself because I do have satellite and I wouldn't be going to YouTube to look at. I don't even watch TV of any kind, really. Every once in a while, I'll check out an episode of The Family Guy or something.
Is there anybody that isn't familiar with YouTube or what it is?
Well, that person over there that's under the rock. Or over here. I'm surprised you know what YouTube is.
I do know what YouTube is, yeah. One of the few things I know.
Yeah. The latest YouTube thing that you can remember, what was the last person you know that had their 15 minutes of fame?
Oh my God. I don't know.
The one that's come to my brain is the Friday chick.
Friday. We had talked about that recently too.
Yeah. Cause there were so many covers of that song. And, I want to say her name was Rebecca Black, but it ain't Rebecca Black. It's Rebecca something else. But she's huge now.
Like yeah.
Millions and millions of hits on YouTube.
One of the things that stands out for me on YouTube is that laughing baby. When you go to the, you know, the things that have had the most hits on YouTube, you'll find the laughing baby that's got a, like this wheeze. Seems like it's a European baby or something like that.
But
it's pretty funny. Yeah, it's like the top thing all the time.
Oh, it's...
Very, very funny.
Well, it's got to be European because they have it is a wheeze, yeah.
Yeah,
find in a lot of kids have. Yeah, you could tell it was sick recently or something. It's probably. So you got to love that, right? Everybody's got to love that. Whoops.
I think kids, like babies, and... animals.
Cats.
Cats
that play the piano.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff is just huge on YouTube.
It is Rebecca Black. Yeah, it's bad news for our culture. What do you think? How it affects us. This is what's important. Like, yeah, everybody knows about this stuff. Hey, have you seen that?
Yeah, I've honestly never thought about, you know, how these kinds of things kind of take over culture, but
129 million hits of a video.
I just know that, and I've said this before, people will watch anything. It really doesn't matter what it is. There's somebody that wants to listen to it or watch it or, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And I sometimes run into this when I do interviews and things like that, or ask somebody that, you know, I think would be kind of interesting. Well, nobody's going to be interested in me and what I do and what, you know, and I'm like, absolutely there is. There's going to be somebody that wants to listen to you talk about what you do. And I think that's true for just about anything. There's always going to be somebody that wants to listen. If somebody's talking, somebody will listen to it.
Why is that?
Geez, I don't know. I think that...
Just to see how different they are from us and how we should be.
It's our curiosity and our inquisitiveness that we want to know what's going on with somebody else. I mean, I think that's part of one of the biggest part of the reasons that I like doing interviews. Because I'm inquisitive of what other people do and why they do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've always been one to ask questions. And sometimes too many, but I think there's a lot of people like that. And whether they've really given any time to think about why they watch something or, you know, I've been watching recently and it's been out for a long time now, except that I got it on Netflix and I can't stop watching that Bret Michaels reality show thing. And it's the stupidest thing I ever seen, man. Honestly, it's ridiculous. The chicks on there are just ridiculous.
What is it?
The early one, Bret Michaels from Poison.
Yeah.
House of Rock, something like that.
Yeah. And what's the premise of the show?
He wants to pick a girlfriend.
Oh,
it's almost like The Bachelor.
What's this on Netflix or something?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay. That's why you're watching it.
And so I've been watching the season of this and I'm like, before I start watching the next episode, while I'm watching it and when I'm done, I'm like, why am I watching this at all? But it's like, you want to know what goes on and what happens. And you want to see, you know, this is, you know, granted he's more of a celebrity. But I mean, I think we find interest to some degree, even if it's somebody we don't, you know, we don't know. Look at the guy that Asian guy that was giving those looks on, you know what I'm talking about on YouTube?
No.
There was a guy and he was just giving this some kind of look, like almost like a seductive look. And
you
do a bunch of them. And it's like, yeah, I don't know what you would look up to find that, but it was just huge.
It was huge.
You know, and there's that one, I don't know if you saw, with the cat on the girl's head when she gets ready in the morning.
I did see that, yes. It just jumped on her head and stayed there.
It stays there, yeah, while she bends down and spits in the sink and all, you know, and the cat just stays on her head. It's just like funny stuff. Now, was that her 15 minutes of fame, or do you think that's just a genuine thing? I think it's kind of just genuine. I think there's people that try and look for that 15 minutes of fame on there. I wonder if we did something and we could get 15 minutes of fame.
I think if you try, you're less likely to succeed.
I suppose. What about that? There was that guy that did, I think he did some kind of rap video for something, somebody breaking into a house or a fire or something like that. And then the next thing I know, this guy's all over the place. His name was like Antoine or something. And
Anton Dobson.
Yeah, there you go. And he was on, I saw him at, oh geez, it was New Year's Eve. He was at the, you know, on kind of on stage, partially hosting the thing or something like that, I think last year. And that's where he came from. Did some little rap video thing.
No, he was on the news, and it was the two brothers. I was just looking for the brothers' names, and
somebody made the video.
They made the video, yeah,
right? Okay,
they pulled the video off the news, and then they.
But he got big from it. Still, I mean, it's
he got huge,
and that goes to show you that, like, people will watch anything.
Yes, but there was some talent involved there. The two guys really made
that. Made it, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I guess
it was kind of. Like, and you're just thinking, this guy was just talking to a news guy and they turned it into something that's hilarious when you think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Some stuff, it truly is entertaining. And
what about the man with the golden voice?
There's another
literally
guy.
Literally 15 minutes of fame.
I think he got a job somewhere.
I think he got a job, but then he hit the bottle again and that was it.
Oh, did he?
He didn't really hear anything again after.
I think he's working for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hopefully, he's still got a good job. I mean, they give him a house and everything, but he just fell off the wagon.
Pretty much. Ray Johnson? Second.
Oh, the man with the golden voice?
I think so.
I don't remember his name. I don't think it's Ray Johnson, though.
Voice.
And there's guys like some of the people that do dances and things like that. Some of those are pretty famous on YouTube.
Ted Williams.
Is that one of the guys that does the dance?
No, that's the man. Oh, okay. That's the man with the golden voice.
Sure. Maybe we should stand out in a corner somewhere with a sign.
Do you need 15 minutes of fame?
Well, I'd take 20 or 30.
What is that going to do for you? That's what I'm asking you, so maybe I'll understand.
Hits, man. It's the hits. You want the hits.
And then what does the hits do for you?
Well, then you start charging.
And so you want money.
No, I'm kidding. But what would it do? Why would somebody want it?
I want to get behind the motivation behind
some
of these people.
I think in some cases, somebody just wants to do it to see how many hits they can get. Just to do it because they can see what happens. Who knows? I think maybe some people think it leads elsewhere. I'm sure there's people that have gotten some kind of deal, or it just gains them that notoriety.
Yeah, well, there's one guy right there, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He was discovered on YouTube, and now he's huge. He's like one of the most highly paid entertainers out there right now.
I think somebody else YouTube really helped is that Julia Nunes. That plays the ukulele.
Yep. And Andy McKee's another guy. Who
Andy McKee, the what do you call it? Drift guitar or something? What do they call that guitar playing? There's a name for it.
There is a name for it, yes.
It's, he's really good. Is that was his big thing, eh? YouTube.
Yeah. He got a deal on Candy Rat Records after that. They just called it fingerstyle guitars, but there was something else too.
He's very good, though. It's really cool to listen to.
Yes.
And recorded, like, really good.
He's actually got a good voice.
I don't know if I recall hearing him sing, because I have a couple CDs by him, but I don't think there's any singing on either of those.
Is that right?
I think it's all instrumental.
Okay. For some reason, I want to say
Maybe I do recall him singing now on a second CD, but I know the first one was all instrumental stuff.
Cool. There was something else I wanted to talk about as far as... the disconnect between YouTube and television. So when we see somebody on YouTube and they become huge, and then all of a sudden we see them on TV and someone talking to them after they're out of their YouTube, you know, we only see the 15-second clip or the minute clip or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then we actually see them for real, like, that's interesting. Like, you know, there's something different about that, you know, their real personality as opposed to what they were doing in front of the YouTube camera or,
right,
they become somebody else, and it's kind of interesting how the two aren't real. It's like what we think of as what we see on television is really different than what we see on our computers. Mm-hmm. We kind of separate the two, and I think eventually that'll disappear, that disconnect.
Yeah, as the television becomes more and more like the computer.
Show's over.
Whoa. Wow.
You have to do some
editing. Okay. What's happens next on the show?
What's here? Going on?
Let's move on to Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, this week's Music Mayhem song is The Damn Yankees Sing, 15 Minutes of Fame.
All right, there you have the damn Yankees, 15 minutes of fame, and let's do some tech talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
I just want to mention a couple things. One is USB mics. I think they can be pretty handy using a USB microphone because of the fact that not only can you use them easily to record, but I think you're going to get better sound quality and make things easier if you're using an actual recording program, because you can choose that as your audio device and, you know, get some good audio if you use it to speak or talk, and kind of fits in with today's show topic of YouTube.
Oh, sure, yeah. I know Blue makes the Yeti USB mic, which is a pretty decent mic, and I think it all depends
on the Snowball, right?
They do make the Snowball. That's an older version of a Blue mic.
See where I'm at?
I know where you're at.
That's where I'm at.
You're in the Snowball mode?
Old school.
Oh, old school. It ain't that old school, but no, it all depends on the preamp, I think, that's in these microphones, sure, whether it's going to sound any good at all. And anything else you want to mention on Tech Talk?
I just wanted to quickly mention Bluetooth peripherals for iPad. I was in with my whole band thing. I was like looking into this teleprompter thing, and you know, I check out these applications and stuff like that, apps for teleprompting, and they have Bluetooth peripherals, foot pedals to control the iPad, which is cool. And not only for that teleprompting, but also for turning pages for whatever you need, you know, for sheet music and things like that.
Yeah.
Very handy stuff.
Can you type with it?
Can you type with it? Just you can use a Bluetooth keyboard to type.
Yes, but I just wanted, but you can't use the foot switch to type.
No.
Okay.
That's it for Tech Talk. Time for the Jabber Quote. All right, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of the software that allows you to take your YouTube videos off of YouTube and store them on your hard drives. The Steve and Larry YouTube Clip Stealer. You can find them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
The source of this Jabber Quote is from FlavorWire, and it simply states this.
Isn't it FlavaWire?
Oh, I don't know. No, unless it's something different.
I'm just kidding.
I love your flavor. I had three kids to this song. It's a quotation. Somebody saying something about YouTube. So,
what?
Yeah. It was an actual YouTube type quote. I had three kids to this song. So obviously somebody's looking back nostalgically to music that they used to listen to and found some old video on a clip on YouTube and simply stated, I had three kids to this song.
So when she's in the hospital, she's, I got to be listening to whatever that song.
No, I don't think.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, what is it? So. That's what she was doing when...
It was the conception.
Wow. So what do they do? Just loop it? I can only be...
I don't know where this is going.
I could only be impregnated when I'm listening to Meatloaf's... What's the two out of three ain't bad? Is that what the song's called?
Why with impregnation do you bring up Meatloaf? Anyway, that's it, I guess, for today's show.
And please join us on the web at thejabbercast.com. Find out show topics and all kinds of other information about the show.
And yeah, we have a nice list now of topics on the Jabbercast website. And I can tell you this, that next week on the show, we're going to be talking about voter apathy and its repercussions.
Oh, geez. Okay, that sounds good.
That's going to be a lot of fun right there.
I think so.
I don't care who you are. So, yeah, that's what we got happening next week. So please tune in.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Whenever you're ready. You know that song? The Zombies?
Sounds familiar, yeah.